19 past 7, 6:12, ABC Brisbane. About 85% of Australians suffer from back pain. 85%, with those between 30 and 50 the hardest hit. Brisbane physiotherapist John Perrier has just put out a book called Back Pain, How to Get Rid of It Forever. And one of the main things John talks about in the book is how not everyone's back pain is exactly the same, and therefore the treatment is not the same for everyone. And John is with me in the studio this morning. Is it Perrier or Perrier?
Just Perrier is fine, thanks. Right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
If you're connected to the net, folks, you can have a look at John and his poppy at local.abc.net.au/Brisbane. We'll shortly get to these three guinea pigs who have problems with their back. But I mentioned that one of the thrusts of your book, John, is that not everyone has the same type of back pain, and therefore you can't just ask your neighbour what worked for them, because it might not work for you.
Yeah, that's right. When people have back pain, normally advice comes from a whole lot of different sources, from your neighbour, your mother, your brother, your auntie, whoever. Now, unfortunately, they're only going to tell you what's helped their back pain, not what's going to help your back pain. That's like them giving you their eyeglasses and saying, hey, these will help your eyes. Of course they're not going to. So what I've tried to do in my book is give people a way of classifying their back pain, which will hopefully give them the right advice for their problem.
So there's four types, A, B, C, D, of back pain, and you actually devised that yourself.
Yeah, that was just, again, to make it easier for people to classify their own back pain for the advice in the book. The quiz basically looks at two main areas. First of all, it looks at what activities cause your back pain, whether it's when your back is held forward, such as when you're sitting or making a bed or bending over to weed the garden, or whether it's worse when you're upright, such as waiting in a long bank queue or walking around the shops or pegging clothes on the line. The second part of the quiz then looks at the nature of your injury, whether it's stiff and creaky and rigid, or whether it's sore because it's giving way and weak and unstable. And combining those two factors, you can come up with one of those four types, which will hopefully guide you to the correct advice and exercises.
Generally speaking, what causes back pain?
Yeah, look, there's lots of different causes for back pain. Broadly, they fall into three main groups. First of all, you've got trauma. Now, this is generally a high-speed or forceful accident. Say Humpty Dumpty was a really good example of a traumatic back pain. Then you've got some rare diseases that can cause back pain. Now these range from things even such as an achy spine due to the flu through to the really serious ones like spinal cancer. However, by far the majority of people who have back pain suffer with wear and tear of some description. This is just where life's little strains and stresses, postures, add up and cause tiny little injuries to your spine, be it to the discs or joints or ligaments or nerves or whatever.
From lifting incorrectly, from that sort of thing?
The whole range of things, postures, habits, even internal things such as your muscle balance or stress, all those sorts of things can add up every day on your spine. You can think of this wear and tear type back pain as being like a light bulb. Every day you go into your room, you'll switch the light off and on, and without realising it, you're giving that light bulb tiny little injuries. Now, months later or years later, you go into your room and switch the light, and the light bulb just blows. Now, your back is very similar. Your life just gives it lots of little injuries, and then one day, seemingly without much reason, it just goes, and you end up with a lot of pain and stiffness and, of course, injury.
So what do we do to make sure the light bulb glows longer?
Right. Well, there's a lot of things you can do in general terms to help your back pain. Of course, the specific advice will be different depending on what your spinal type is. Generally, you can try changing your spine so that it's better able to cope with what you do to it. For example, through strengthening exercises, stretching your spine, or general things like walking or swimming. Then you can try and use your spine more efficiently, such as changing your postures, how you sit, how you stand, or changing your habits, how you use your spine, your work tasks, or things like that. Thirdly, there's a whole lot of other things you can do, such as medication, diet, relaxation, taping your spine in better position, bracing, a whole lot of other little factors that you can use to help you solve your problem. And of course, you can always get some help from a health professional. And there's a section in the book that deals with the pros and cons of everyone from physiotherapists through to chiropractors, osteopaths, doctors, surgery, the whole thing.
All right. John Perrier is with me in the studio. He's a Brisbane physiotherapist and the author of Back Pain, How to Get Rid of It Forever. Let's talk to these callers. You might just want to put your headphones on there, John. And we're going to start with Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Spencer. How are you?
Good. And you're talking to John Perrier.
Hello, John.
Good morning, Chris.
What sort of pain do you have? Chris, describe it to John.
Well, I think it's from sitting at work all day. I do IT, and I've been getting aches, and progressively it seems to get worse during the day.
Gotcha. So you're working in front of a computer, Chris?
That's right, John.
Oh, gotcha. And what sort of chair have you got, Chris?
It's a typist-type chair.
Yeah? Has it got good supporting backrest on it, or is it a bit of a wobbly old...
Well, Well, it does have a backrest on it, but it's a little bit old now, I suppose.
Yeah. So it sounds like your back pains are getting worse the longer you sit. Would that be true?
That's true, yes.
Yeah. Look, I think straight off, that's one big step you could take, Chris, is to make sure that your sitting posture and chair are good. First of all, if you can get a chair with a good supporting backrest is a big start. Then you've got to make sure you're using it right. So first of all, make sure your bottom is pushed right to the back of the seat so that your back will be close up against the backrest. And then, of course, make sure you're using and leaning your backrest as Spencer adjusts his posture.
I'm a bit of a sloucher, I think, aren't I?
Yes. So make sure you're leaning back against the backrest of your chair. The best, most ergonomically supporting chair in the world is useless unless you're leaning into the backrest. And thirdly, a lot of people with back pain, and it sounds like you might be one of them, Chris, who I call type B or type D in the book, will benefit from some extra support behind their lower back. A little roll, at home you can make one by folding a towel in half lengthwise and rolling it up to form a little cylinder. And if you tuck that in behind your lower back when you're sitting, that'll hold your back away from that extreme of flexion and hopefully give you a lot of pain relief, Chris.
All
How
right.
does that sound?
Let's go on to Arthur, and then I think Neil will be our third guinea pig this morning, if you like. Hello, Arthur. What's your back pain?
Hello, Spencer. How are you?
Good.
The lower back, left-hand buttock area, getting out of bed in the morning, it's sore and I need a hot shower and, you know, to ease it so I can get around.
Right. What other things normally hurt your back during the day, Arthur?
Hello, John. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Arthur. Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Besides getting over a stiff morning back, what sort of things hurt it during the day?
Getting in and out of the car, because that's part of my job, where I do a lot of service-type work. It gets sore there, or sitting on long trips, getting out to get petrol and things like that. I get out of the car like I'm a spastic sort of thing.
Okay, sure. Again, like the last caller, Chris, it sounds like you've got problems when your spine is held forwards. So you'd probably want to follow a lot of the same advice about sitting and perhaps getting a little roll tucked in behind your back. Now, because your back is so stiff and you've got that morning, the aches and pains that takes a long time to get going, there's a few little tips you might want to think about there. First of all, doing some stretching exercises before you get out of bed. It won't take long. People say they haven't got time, but it's really only 2 or 3 minutes, and that'll get you going a whole lot quicker. Secondly, some just general flexibility work might be what's required there, Arthur. And one other little trick, you might want to try a hot pad in your bed. Now, of course, on a hot Brisbane summer night, that's not much fun. Some people find that buying one of those electric timer switches and having the hot pad come on about 4 or 5 a.m. to give them an hour or two of warmth before they get up. All those things go a long way towards getting rid of morning stiffness and getting you up and going into the day without so much pain.
All right, let's go finally to, Neil. Hi, Neil.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
Good, and you're talking to John Perrier.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Neil.
Yeah. Back pain that I've got, I'm 44, probably had it off and on for 10 years. In the lower spine, I'm told that I've got a couple of discs that sort of have gone out of alignment and one sort of side pushes against the other side, if you like. I go and see a chiropractor probably once every couple of months and he gives me these stretching exercises to do, and that certainly relieves it, but it's always there. It never goes away. It's just worse some days than others.
Got you. And what sort of things might hurt you, Neil?
Working out in the yard, you know, like shoveling dirt and raking and, you know, chopping wood, all that sort of stuff that you tend to do in just day-to-day living.
Gotcha. You're certainly at the peak age for back pain, which tends to be worse from about 35 to 50. That's when we tend to get most disc-related pain, as our discs wear out but are still mobile enough inside to cause trouble. Again, there's probably lots of things you can do. Just the general principles of back care. Basically, you sound like you've got to keep a more upright spine. Again, like the other two calls, in fact, your back sounds worse when you're bending forward, like working in the yard, bending over, raking. Those sorts of things are all forward activities. So keeping a more of an arch in your spine, using longer handled tools, for example, will help you keep more upright. Now, if you've had back pain coming and going for 10 years, I've got no doubt that some of the little muscles inside your spine, right in next to your spine, that help control your discs and keep them in place, have weakened away. And recent research, a lot of it done at the University of Queensland, have found that this is probably the main reason for ongoing chronic back pain that hangs around and comes and goes for years on end. So if I were you, I can't really describe the exercises on air, but some exercises to strengthen the very deep muscles in your lower tummy and in your spine would probably do the trick for you. They found that cuts the recurrence rate by about 50%. So that'd give you every chance, Neil.
Neil, thank you for your call. John, thank you for coming in. The book is called Back Pain, How to Get Rid of It Forever. Good to see you. Have you ever done talkback before?
No, I haven't, Spencer.
Well, I think we should get you back and get you a spot on the station because you handle it very well and you're very entertaining. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
John Perrier, it's coming up to 7:30 on 6:12 ABC Brisbane. Let's go to the newsroom. David Taylor, good morning.